pulls out, but I don't. Very classy. How did your team get their name?
Way of Life.
All right, can you please summarize this year's contest in 3 words?
Not pulling out.
You rub a lamp and the Oz comes out. What do you ask for?
I would ask for a 12-inch piece.
What did your team do to survive the end of the world?
We'd hide in our couch.
What is the looniest thing your team has ever done?
Try pulling out someone else's couch.
Can you give us your best Chewbacca call? Now can you do that in a Scottish accent?
Danny DeVito, Bill Murray, and the Oz walk into a bar. What next?
A hamburger and french fries walk in right after. They walk up to the bartender. He says, sorry, we don't serve food.
Cheesy. What is the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
89.9.
All right, for Trivia Focus, I'm Double D.
And I'm Bon Cui Cui.
Thanks for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Here are the point values for questions in Hour 49. Question 1 is worth 15 points. Question 2 is worth 335 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points, and question 4 is worth 90 points. Once again, here are the point values for questions in Hour 49. Question one is worth 15 points. Question 2 is worth 335 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points, and question 4 is worth 90 points. Hour 51, question number 1. It's almost time for the younger children to go to bed. Why, you ask? Because the school district won't call off school tomorrow. So, this hour is for the kids. What is the name of the pet rabbit of Sophia the First? Once again, Hour 51, Question 1. It's almost time for the younger children to go to bed. Why, you ask? Because the school district won't call off school tomorrow. So, this hour is for the kids. What is the name of the pet rabbit of Sophia the First? Good luck, trivia players.
We'll be right back. Hour 51, question one. It's almost time for the younger children to go to bed. Why, you ask? Because the school district won't call off school tomorrow. So, this hour is for the kids. What is the name of the pet rabbit of Sophia the First? Phones down in the back. Hour 51, question one. It's almost time for the younger children to go to bed. Why, you ask? Because the school district won't call off school tomorrow. So this hour is for the kids. What is the name of the pet rabbit of Sophia the First? The answer, Clover. Again, the answer is Clover. Hour 51, question two. It's time to call in and sing for us what the soldiers were singing as they marched outside the castle of animated character King Candy. Again, hour 51, question two. It's time to call in and sing for us what the soldiers were singing as they marched outside the castle of animated character King Candy. Good luck, trivia players.
Baby, I'll be right here at home.
Hour 51, question two. It's time to call in and sing for us what the soldiers were singing as they marched outside the castle of animated character King Candy. Good luck, trivia players. Phones down in the back. Hour 51, question two. It's time to call in and sing for us what the soldiers were singing as they marched outside the castle of animated character King Candy.
Oreo, 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 Oreo.
And that was the answer to question two of hour 51. Hour 51, question three. After television character Teddy Duncan does well on her SAT test, she owes her tutor, Victor. He tells her that as payment, she needs to come with him to the park to watch his chess game. After the game, which Victor wins through Teddy's distracting the opponent, she realizes why she was there and refers to herself with a two-word expression. What is that expression? Again, question three of hour 51. After television character Teddy Duncan does well on her SAT test, she owes her tutor, Victor. He tells her that as payment, she needs to come with him to the park to watch his chess game. After the game, which Victor wins through Teddy's distracting the opponent, she realizes why she was there and refers to herself with a two-word expression. What is that expression? Good luck, trivia players. Question 3 of Hour 51. After television character Teddy Duncan does well on her SAT test, she owes her tutor, Victor. He tells her that as payment, she needs to come with him to the park to watch his chess game. After the game, which Victor wins through Teddy's distracting the opponent, she realizes why she was there and refers to herself with a two-word expression. What is that expression? Phones down in the back. Hour 51, question 3. After television character Teddy Duncan does well on her SAT test, she owes her tutor, Victor. He tells her that as payment, she needs to come with him to the park to watch his chess game. After the game, which Victor wins through Teddy's distracting the opponent, she realizes why she was there and refers to herself with a two-word expression. What is that expression? The answer, nerd bait. Again, the answer to question 3 of Hour 51 is nerd bait. Question 4 of Hour 51, what is the popular nickname of the mascot for the University of Wisconsin-Madison's athletic teams? Again, question 4 of Hour 51, what is the popular nickname of the mascot for the University of Wisconsin-Madison's athletic teams?
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's fairly nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your
big sister, and I took her to the show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy, and they stuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Every time I see a sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old boy evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does? Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose. But you've been growing, and baby, it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does.
Question 4 of hour 51. What is the popular nickname of the mascot for the University of Wisconsin-Madison's athletic teams? Phones down in the back. The answer to question 4 of hour 51. What is the popular nickname of the mascot for the University of Wisconsin-Madison's athletic teams? The answer, Bucky or Bucky Badger. Again, the answer, Bucky or Bucky Badger.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And success. Everybody wants it. With the right tools and opportunities, you can achieve it. The time is right. The time is now. It's success-inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Hour 51, question 5. Agent C is the spokesperson for the downloadable app Agent P versus the Puzzle and Aider. For what does the letter C stand? Again, question 5 of Hour 51. Agent C is the spokesperson for the downloadable app Agent P versus the Puzzle and Aider. For what does the letter C stand?
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sipping the evening come. Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah. Sitting on the dock of the beach, watching the tide.
Question 5 of Hour 51, Agent C is the spokesperson for the downloadable app Agent P versus the Puzzle and Aider. For what does the letter C stand?
Glory to glory.
Phones down, phones down, phones down in the back. The answer to question 5 of hour 51, Agent C is the spokesperson for the downloadable app Agent P versus the puzzle N-Ader. For what does the letter C stand? The answer, Carl. Again, the answer, Carl. Question 6 of hour 51, according to a bottle of Mrs. Meyer's Clean Day Basil Scent Liquid Hand Soap, children are told to sing a certain song twice while washing their hands so they will be clean as a whistle. What is the name of that song? Again, question 6 of hour 51. According to a bottle of Mrs. Meyer's Clean Day Basil Scent Liquid Hand Soap, children are told to sing a certain song twice while washing their hands so they will be clean as a whistle. What is the name of that song?
Rockin' Billy. He can walk and stroll in Susie Q and do that crazy hand jive too. Papa told Willie, you'll ruin my home. You and that hand jive has got to go. Willie said, Papa, don't put me down. They're doing that hand jive all over town. Joe, he's doing a hand jive with Sister Flo. Grandma gave baby sister a dime. Said, do that hand jive one more time. Doctor and a lawyer and an Indian chief. Now they all dig that crazy beat. When he did that hand jive with his feet. Hand jive. Hand jive. Hand jive. Do that crazy hand jive. Hey, hey. Ah, Willie and Lily got mad last fall. They had a little Willie. Well, the baby got famous in his crib, you see. I'm doing the hand jive on TV.
Hour 51, question 6, according to a bottle of Mrs. Meyer's Clean Day Basil Scent Liquid Hand Soap, children are told to sing a certain song twice while washing their hands so they will be clean as a whistle. What is the name of that song?
Man. not in sight. I asked my friends about her, but all they just were tight. Lucy, please come back where you belong. I've been good to you, baby. Please don't leave me alone. Lucy, baby, satisfy my heart. Lucy, baby, satisfy my heart. I play by with you, baby. The days are such a wonderful start.
Phones down, phones down, phones down in the back. The answer to question 6 of hour 51. According to a bottle of Mrs. Meyer's Clean Day Basil Scent Liquid Hand Soap, children are told to sing a certain song twice while washing their hands so they will be clean as a whistle. What is the name of that song? The answer, Happy Birthday. Again, the answer, Happy Birthday. On to question 7 of hour 51. Big screen animated character Ken, you know, Barbie's friend, is seen playing a game inside of a snack vending machine with several of his friends. What is the minimum bet allowed in the game? Again, question 7 of hour 51. Big screen animated character Ken, you know, Barbie's friend, is seen playing a game inside of a snack vending machine with several of his friends. What is the minimum bet allowed in the game? Hour 51, question 7. Big screen animated character Ken, you know, Barbie's friend, is seen playing a game inside of a snack vending machine with several of his friends. What is the minimum bet allowed in this game?
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and around the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis and down in New Orleans. She just got to have about a half a million, a famed autograph. Her wallet filled with pictures, she gets them one by one. Becomes so excited, watch her look at her run, boy. They rock it.
Mississippi, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans. All the cats wanna dance with sweet little 16. She's got the grown-up blues, tight dresses and lipstick. She's sporting high-heeled shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning she'll have to change her train and be sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in Boston, a Pittsburgh, PA.
Phones down in the back. The answer to question 7 of our 51 big screen animated character Ken, you know, Barbie's friend, is seen playing a game inside of a snack vending machine with several of his friends. What is the minimum bet allowed in this game? The answer, 5 Monopoly. Again, the answer, 5 Monopoly. Question 8 of our 51, what is the name of the animated television series which included several of the characters at a sleepover? Playing uncomfortably personal questions, the board game. Again, question 8 of our 51, what is the name of the animated television series which included several of the characters at a sleepover? Playing uncomfortably personal questions, the board game.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountains should crumble, just as long as you stand by.
Question 8 of Hour 51. What is the name of the animated television series which included several of the characters at a sleepover playing uncomfortably personal questions, the board game? Phones down in the back. Question 8 of Hour 51. What is the name of the animated television series which included several of the characters at a sleepover playing uncomfortably personal questions, the board game? The answer, Fish Hooks. Again, the answer is Fish Hooks.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association will remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Good evening for 90FM News. I'm Aubrey Giordana. A British man who received worldwide attention for wrestling a shark away from kids on an Australian beach has been sacked from his job as a result. When Paul Marshalsey, 62, made the daring rescue at Australia's Bullcock Beach in Queensland in late January, he was actually on sick leave from his job in Great Britain. Marcel C. and his wife, Wendy, work for a Boys and Girls Club in Wales, but they took a two-month break from their jobs, claiming work-related stress. However, when charity trustees saw the video of him shark wrestling, they decided the couple had been dishonest and fired them. The letter explaining their position read in part, "Whilst unfit to work, you were well enough to travel to Australia and, according to recent footage of yourself in Queensland, you allegedly grabbed a shark by the tail and narrowly missed being bitten by quickly jumping out of the way. Marcel C. insists the stress was real and went to Australia on the advice of his doctor." We'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In Central Wisconsin weather, it is 36 degrees outside. I'll have the point values from Hour 50 and Question 1 of Hour 52 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Drizzle and Youngbeard from 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Yes.
Awesome. What is your team name?
Bubba Grump and his testy tentacles.
Bubba,
he's the leader of the pack, and we're all his descendants, but we are his tentacles.
What are you guys all doing to stay up this year?
A lot of caffeine, a lot of energy drinks, a little bit of vodka.
Could you summarize this year's contest in three words?
Stay up late.
You rub a lamp and the Oz comes out. What do you ask for?
We want a Jesus.
Danny DeVito, Bill Murray, and the Oz walk into a bar. What next?
A lot of shenanigans.
What is the overall state of your team right now?
We are ready to go.
So you have to form a basketball team to defeat the Monstars. Who do you put on that team?
Dwayne Wade, Bud Webb, Kyle Malone.
What's the tastiest radio station in the whole world?
90FM.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Grizzle.
And I'm Youngbeard.
Thanks for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance. Serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at Point Agency. .com or at 715-544-4665.
And here are the point values for questions in hour 50. Question 1 is worth 70 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 155 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 25 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, here are the point values for questions in hour 50. Question 1 is worth 70 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 155 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 25 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Points. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for question 1 of Hour 52 of Trivia 44. The inner sleeve of an album credited two people, Dr. Sound and Dr. Lights. It also included a picture of members of the artist band, including the drummer who had a wristwatch strapped to his ankle. What is the title of this album? Once again, ladies and gentlemen, question 1 of Hour 52. The inner sleeve of an album credited two people, Dr. Sound and Dr. Lights. It also included a picture of the members of the artist's band, including the drummer, who had a wristwatch strapped to his ankle. What is the title of this album?
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Be better shame. My tears feel like rain. Be better shame. My heart, when you see it, we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like